The princess will be safe now. The princess, as long as she's okay, the king could just kill the witch, hunt her down properly. I'd help. You see, everyone supports the king. It's not like Arendelle, where the monarchs get bad press. The princess is in danger. The king had to send her away. But did he? I know we can't ask where, but it all seems a bit fishy. We're told the princess is in danger, then she's safe. Now she's never seen. It's like my dad. He's never seen. Yeah, but that's because he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. If I change that to he just ran away from me, does that make me sound less sympathetic? Or just pathetic? My father loved his work and he was the best at what he did. Sometimes he wouldn't come home because he was working late again, and sometimes he'd come home reeking of expensive perfume. I mean, it's just cheap perfume to a princess, but, you know, it's expensive to us. I had to go fit it properly again, he'd say. That's why I smell. Mum stopped pointing it out. He didn't like it when I mentioned his smell. He, I can't say anything bad about him because, you know, he worked really hard and, because he's dead. Like I said. But he was my best friend, mainly because he spoke to me. I tried talking to the birds and mice, but they didn't answer back. Not in English, anyway. We used to spend weeks a year at the palace. My father and the king would be arm in arm, and I'd get to play with all the palace guard children. I hoped and prayed the king and queen would have a healthy child at last, and I'd make them my best friend. And then I could eat what I wanted, when I wanted. I could borrow their horses, and the princess and I would be best friends. We went to her christening. My father worked late that night, and my mother sat on her own. I pushed other children any time I got a chance to hold the princess. And then she came, the witch, the bad fairy. Within days, my father had died. Well, no, he didn't die. He ran off. You see, the king gave him lots of money, meant that he could afford a better family. Mum says it's because he wanted a prettier wife, but I know it's because he wanted a smarter daughter. One that didn't embarrass him by getting things muddled and wrong. Mum says the king promised him a bigger house, and so you see, he died. Kind of. Our home was taken yesterday. Some man claimed it. You know, because he's a man, he can do that. I don't really understand. Mother offered to marry him, even though she's married to Dad. He's got some connection to the king, and he refused. Mother says it's because she wasn't pretty enough, but I don't get that, because she's beautiful, though. And where are we supposed to live? But you know, at least the princess will be safe now, even though she's disappeared. Like my dad.
OMF Theatre. Starring Rose Webber and Greg Winders. When you hear this music, it is time for a new scene.
16 years. 16 years I've waited. Well, 15, almost 16. The princess will return, she'll return, and the kingdom will be full of joy again. I hope she likes me. I'm going to be her maid when she comes home. Well, she lets me. It's fine that we lost our home because of all this, that Dad left. I'm not bitter at all. When I came to work here, I did not think I'd ruin her family like she did mine. Not once. Honest. I didn't seduce the king or anything to break her family before she returned. Well, actually, I tried. he just called me a silly peasant girl and then felt so bad for me, let me keep my job. You know, because they're all so lovely. Had lots of other plans to hunt them down, to poison the queen. Just thought so, you know, all right. No, These past 16 years have gone well in my mind. I'm further ahead than I probably ought to be, a maid in the royal palace. Not too bad for a peasant girl. You know, it's not all about the royal family. I have a life. I have friends. There's this boy. There's this girl. And my dad might come home when the princess returns. I've heard he's changed his ways, married again, became a decent father to someone else. Actually, that was just a story I made in my head. Actually helps me hate him more. But, you know, he'll be in another kingdom already making spindles or he'll be dead. My mother got locked up for years, insane. She's still the same, just, you know, not locked up anymore. Yay! At least the princess is safe and she's coming home and we'll be best friends and...
You want to chop down all these stones? I mean, I get it. There's this myth. But your dad is the king, right? So what happens when everyone wakes up and they want to be king again? Unite the kingdoms, hmm? Is your dad going to go for that, though? Is this the king here? Think about the lengths he's gone to in order to stay alive. No. I said I'd keep you company. I'm not chopping anything, mind. You princes. I don't know. How do you know which one she'll be? If she doesn't wake up, can I try? Like, this is where it gets a bit weird for me, Phil. We don't tend to kiss girls that are either sleeping or dead these days. Equal rights and whatever. Oh, what if she doesn't fancy it? Or slaps you? Or has rotten breath? A century of not brushing your teeth, mate. That's not much chance of instant love, is there? No, fair enough, it's not as bad as Eric. Well, is it? Kissing a fish, mermaid, or a dead bird, a woman. It's different, but equally weird. Do you think we could... look under some dresses first. No, I'm sorry, no. Oh, please don't tell Mother. It's been a while, you know. Well, never. Yeah, that's right. We're through! God, Phil. There's women. Real women. And people here. Could it be her? Or her? Looks good for 100, though. Well, 118, probably. Hopefully. Can I kiss her? Think it'll be true love? All right, fine. No. Can I write her a note, then? And place it in a pocket? Fine. We'll go upstairs and find your one first. Oof, bit damp in here, isn't it? Take care. There she is! There she is! Dibs! No, all right, fair enough. I get to kiss her after you, though. Oh. She's awake. Well done, Phil. Any chance I could... No. Well, you can't ask her that already. She doesn't even know your name. Why would she get married... She said yes.
What happened?
Oh, hello.
Why have I got such a headache?
You've been sleeping.
At work?
Yes, I kissed you. You woke up because it was...
You kissed me whilst I was sleeping?
Is that a bad thing?
Oh. How long was I asleep? What time is it?
About 8 p.m.
I was asleep for 15 minutes. Feels longer.
Yeah, 15 minutes. Plus 100 years, give or take.
Hello? castle is exactly the same. The princess has returned. People are claiming some fairy tale has taken place, that 100 years have gone by. What nonsense! How could 100 years have gone by? Once I get off, I'm going to go home and prove it. If 100 years have passed, my mother would be dead. If 100 years has passed, she would have noticed I hadn't come home, and she would have come to the castle at least once to get me. If I'd be frozen, she would have dragged me home. She might have thought I was dead. And she would have buried me. Oh, it's ridiculous. 100 years. Saying there's a new king is easy to do. It's the boy. He likes me, clearly. He likes me. He's probably an idiot. He must be. He makes a lie like that. Get some of the staff to agree. How would they know if 100 years had gone by anyway? They wouldn't. It's ridiculous. He's trying to be really romantic. Spontaneous. It's cute. Weird. Really messed up. Really weird. Cute. Oh. Let's get to know him first. I'll go home. I'll see my friends. It'll be fine. Maybe they're all under some spell. I could save them. Forget that I had these people who would even consider putting me to sleep for that long. 100 years exactly. What if it was like 92 or, 106? Anyway, I'm not humouring that nonsense. Make the beds. Go home. The boy can take me. Grow up now. This is supposed to be my house. This is where my bedroom used to be. It went from here to here.
100 years is a long time.
That spot you just spilt your ale, that was where my father used to read stories to me.
Sorry.
Why are you even here?
I hoped seeing you home would lead to a happy hug and a bit more,
you
know?
Did you see me trash the bar when I came in? Imagine that on your head.
I'd rather not.
A tavern? How can my house be a tavern? Where's my house?
Could be worse.
A castle is left completely untouched for hundreds of years, and yet my house becomes a tavern. Not even a posh one. Do you know what happened to my mother?
She died, probably.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Get out! I'm a lady.
Sorry.
Stay.
Okay.
There's no grave. Where would it be anyway? Do you know how she died?
I don't know your mother. She wasn't wealthy enough to be on record.
Magic's funny, isn't it? Do you know what the last thing I said to her was? I'm being rhetorical, clearly. I've got no idea. It was Tuesday. I thought I'd see her later, so I don't really remember what I said. A tavern! Do you know what we did to keep this our home?
Home doesn't have to be a place.
No, it can be the people who are there. Well, where is she? Where is she? That's rhetorical too.
Hey.
Did you really kiss me?
No. It was the prince. He kissed the princess. That's why you woke up.
Of course.
I wanted to kiss you. I want to.
Do modern girls give kisses freely? Is that it?
Not in my experience.
Because I'm not a modern girl. I'm probably more racist than you're used to. That's okay. More sexist, maybe. 100 years. Everyone's dead. Everyone. Don't know how. Don't know when. They just got old and I missed it. All my family, they're dead. I suppose I could have relatives. I don't know. It's too much.
I know.
Because a princess. She pricked her finger, didn't she?
Yes. I think that's what she said after she accepted the marriage proposal.
This is supposed to be my house. Where is it? How did it become a tavern? Why is there no evidence my mum was even here?
This must be quite difficult for you. Obviously. Sorry.
Her true love took 100 years. Why did I fall asleep? I just worked.
The fairy sent everyone to sleep. Didn't want them all to grieve for the princess.
It was her 16th birthday. Could she have not just avoided the spindle for a day? Seriously, why was she even in the castle? Couldn't they have brought her back a day later? How stupid are they?
The evil fairy is dead, that's something.
Is it? Did the evil fairy send me to sleep for 100 years? No, the good fairies did. What is good about that?
I suppose it's a matter of perspective.
That family, I hate them. I'm going to kill them, all of them. King Stefan, Aurora, whatever the queen's called.
Well, that's an understandable response. Could I recommend giving it a few weeks first to cool down?
Cool down? They made my father leave us. He made spindles, you know.
Well, why did you work for them?
The alternative was prostitution.
Stop it. It's too much. Shall I buy you a drink?
Yes. Thank you. How can they get married? It's been less than a week since we woke up. 107 years asleep, 214 days. Got our beauty sleep last night, did our Aurora, our lovely princess? I didn't. I mean, how can I sleep? Last time that happened, every single person I love died. How can she sleep and not worry she won't wake up? Everyone seems happy. They missed out on a century and don't seem to be that bothered because they have each other. I was asked yesterday why I was a bit slow at changing the beds. Straight back to work, you see. Us poor don't seem to have many more rights than we did 100 years since. How can they expect me not to kill them? Explain that to me. Someone stop me. Ask me how I feel. If I don't kill them, then what have I got to live for?
For the bride and groom.
Woo! Woo! Yes! That's my mate. That's my best mate up there. Come on, Bill. Yes! Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, I am indeed the best man. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Bill's done it. Yeah. All my mates are getting married. Even little Phil. This summer has been wall-to-wall weddings. No free weekends to have a holiday. I can't meet a nice young lady because I'm always at these weddings. Always the bridesmaid. Sorry. Always the best man. Never the groom. They haven't all been my best friends, these guys. But they know I do the best stag do. First weekend of summer was... who was that? Flynn Rider. He was a criminal until he met Rapunzel there. Apparently, he didn't just make her cut her hair. He cut it off for her and dyed it brown, like his exes used to be. Apparently, that was perfectly okay. And he chucked her mother out the window too. Modern times, yay. I mean, Flynn, if I can just go back and talk about Flynn, he is literally the first man Rapunzel ever met. Naturally, I thought she might feel the same way about the second man. So I had a go. Like I said, he wasn't really my best friend. Got a frying pan slapped for me troubles, though. Next weekend was Prince's. Yeah, Prince, that's right. He's called Prince, yeah, and he's a prince. I know. He's a lad, though. He had a 3-day party and invited all the single women in the kingdom to flirt with him. I wasn't invited, in case I spoke to just one of them. Apparently no one batted an eyelid about that. Perfectly acceptable behaviour. Then he made them all try on a tiny glass slipper and turn them down when it didn't fit. Romance. He picked Cinderella very particular, you see. Likes tiny feet, like child's feet. The rest of her is all woman, though. He must have paid a bit for her to look like that. And even he can find a girl. Whose wedding was next weekend? Oh, yeah, Eric's. His wife's a funny one. Always wears a skimpy bra and has 7 sisters. Still no luck.
Again, Eric was literally the first man Ariel had ever met. And when they fell in love, she couldn't even speak. Though my mum says a girl might fall in love with me if I didn't speak. So what was unusual here is she was a mermaid. Like a fish. He married a fish. If that's possible, I should be able to find someone, right? The stag was a booze cruise, so a family could come along. Then they got married, and he made her leave home. Changed everything about her, even her parts. And she just did. Her family were fine with it. I mean, what? It'll be kids next. And I will still be single. It's because I'm an idiot. I get it. But why do all the other idiots manage to get married? Al was next. I don't like Al. He's a thieving and mental and poor. He has nice teeth, but that's it. His best friend, right, is a monkey. One of the groomsmen was a piece of carpet. A piece of carpet. Still, I organised the best stag do's, so I was the best man. Jasmine must have hit her head. To be that vulnerable. Jafar would have made a better husband. I mean, think how messy that stag do would have been. Even his parrot is filthy. Everyone is getting married. Everyone but me. Then I see a girl who's been asleep for 100 years. And my sad, single, loser mate wakes her up by kissing her. I've had enough.
Oh, hello.
Fancy seeing you here in the darkest, quietest corner of the castle.
Fancy?
Clandestine meeting?
No, I followed you.
Right. Would you mind going away?
I thought it odd that you would come into work today.
Odd?
Well, 100 years is... I think perhaps your contract would have expired. You might be free to roam around the new world.
My choices still appear to be work here, sell my body for many men, or give my body to one. Could you perhaps wait me in another 100 years? I don't like horses either, so how would I get
there? You don't like horses?
Rich, bratty, princessy types like horses. Does that sound like me?
Maybe. Anyway, I wondered what you were doing up here alone.
Is there a princess cousin or someone you could be pestering?
What's in the box?
It's the nice fairy. I stabbed her and put her in there. Now get lost. Get lost.
Let me tell you a story.
No, go away or I'll scream.
You won't, but I haven't worked out why yet.
Walk downstairs.
Why can't I stay here?
What is wrong with you?
The story will help
I'll
to explain.
I'll kick you down the stairs. Do you understand?
Sorry, I can't hear. The door is very thick, I think.
You lied about inappropriately touching me. I'm still cross.
I like the idea of you thinking I was your true love.
How sweet. It seems you can hear me now. So go away.
Sorry. What was that?
Right. You asked for this.
I thought you were joking.
She is really there then. I still thought it might have happened in my head. Let me tell you a story. I shouldn't be here, you see. King's
I should
death.
Go.
She put me to sleep for 100 years against my will. In one decision, she killed everyone I've ever loved. And worse, she left me. Did you really think that would be the end of it? What? Don't want to kiss me anymore?
You've murdered someone.
They're not human, are they? Fairies. It's just like killing a spider. If you had gone off like I said to, this would be
are
fine.
Are you going to kill me?
Why? Fairies magic all over the floor. I can do anything I want to
you now. Didn't need magic for that to be true.
Really? Make him forget. Why does fairy magic always have a time limit? Cinderella had this happen as well. He'll remember at midnight. I could put another spell on him, but how long before I fry his brain? Oh my god, that might happen. I don't want to keep dipping my hands in, so to speak. I need them all to die. King Stefan, Aurora, all the fairies. As she was gasping, Merryweather begged me not to hurt Aurora. She said she never planned for any of it, that she was just a girl. That it was the bad fairy's fault. That it was her fault, but not Aurora's. I didn't want to hear that. Maybe she didn't say that. Maybe that's just the guilt. Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't stab a fairy and leave her alive to fight back, would I? Just stab, 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 make sure she's dead. No possibility of fight back. That's the only method that would make sense. I blanked out, you see. Part of the magic, the visual, not the knowledge. The knowledge is important for growth. I think, why go on a quest for vengeance if you just forget it? Oh, there's no one else to talk to. That's why I feel this way about him. I literally want to kill everyone except him. That's not love, is it? But it's probably better than killing everyone. Ugh. I could live in his castle, have some banter, maybe some babies. I could fry his brains till then. God, why am I thinking like this? So limited, so princessy.
My head
hurts.
What's
my spell wearing off?
Your spell?
I put you on a spell so you'd like me.
I don't need a spell.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, best kiss me quick before it wears off then.
You know that time I got mad when you said you'd kiss me when I was asleep? All that time?
It still hurts.
It's like that.
No, that was the second one. Trust me, it's nothing like that.
Kiss me when you wake up. Will you keep that promise to me?
Okay.
Why are you watching me?
You told me to find you when I woke up.
And?
I couldn't sleep.
Is it past midnight?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm surprised you're not having more of a go at me. I'd expect to slap me in this
couple. Do you want one?
No.
What do you want?
You know what I want.
I really don't. Do you remember?
Do I remember?
Do you remember what was in the box?
No, I don't remember a box. You said if I wanted to kiss you in the morning, I should. I think it's morning.
Tell me what was in the box. The box.
Why? Fine, I saw the box. Now, can we...
You didn't see.
Fine, I didn't see.
You're so annoying.
I'm annoying? No, yeah, that's fair, but you...
Why
do you
want
really
to kiss me?
You've bewitched me.
Am I the fairest girl in the land?
To get a kiss.
Just say it.
Princess Aurora is very attractive. I mean, she is.
Go away. Come back when you remember.
Well, you put a spell on me. Why exactly?
Sorry.
I think you'll think I'll go off you if I remember something, which tells me you put a spell on me so you could spend more time with me. So why would I go away? You want me to spend time with you.
I'm in bed, so go away.
What if I stay here?
It's creepy.
Nice creepy.
No. Maybe nice creepy is fine these days, but where I'm from, creepy is never nice.
Fine. I'll go. Can I kiss the top of your head at least?
Still creepy. A 100 years. I wish something had changed. Perhaps women are freer to speak their minds? Perhaps the men of today could be the nicest and most considerate that have ever lived? I'm still stuck working here. You know, I once laid in this bed on my 21st birthday and I got told to get off. That was it. No payoff. Nothing. I was allowed to keep working here because deep down, they are nice people. They love their children and the people that work for them. It's not their fault. They love their daughter. They do anything to keep her safe. Do anything to be with her. I have a box of pixie dust. Yeah, I can't make anyone fall in love with me. I can't make them lavish me with jewels. Or perhaps I can. I'm out of practice. I could love the boy, but that would be it. I slept 100 years to find a boy. I lost my family and all my friends. But I met a boy, so it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. 100 years for a boy. What a waste! That was an interesting date, if you can call it that.
Started off well. She picked me up in a horse and carriage.
I picked him up. Apparently little mice don't like being transformed into horses. Turns out they like being mice.
I told her about Cinderella. The horses weren't real horses.
The mice quite liked me, but once they were horses, horses don't like me. I don't like horses.
I told her she looked like a princess.
Look, it's all well and good making a dress out of magic, but if you don't actually know how to design a dress, I couldn't breathe.
I haven't asked, but I'm sure she made her dresses two sizes too small for her. You say you like them as they are, and then they pretend to be skinnier. I don't get it.
I couldn't move in the carriage. Wheels fell off, and it turned back into a pumpkin.
They had some rugs lying near the market. I suggested she make a carpet.
If I had the power to create life out of inanimate objects, would I really use it on a carpet? Okay, fine. I tried it and it didn't work.
She's lying. Turns out I get travel sick.
He vomited. We went forward. The wind blew it back.
Not quite sure how a kiss would work after that.
The restaurant was nice. We talked. It had a bathroom.
She asked me to talk about myself. About this century. Not much has happened. The Black Death. It took 2 hours. I was tired.
We walked home. I told him about me. It was nice. But why hasn't my spell worn off? The carriage wore off. The carpet stopped working, yet the spell...
She's going to work it out soon.
What if he knows?
When she does, will I be next?
How can he know? How can he look at me if he knew? How can he...
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night. I'd like to take you out again tomorrow, if that's okay.
I'll check my diary.
I didn't think the poor wreck...
We don't... Thanks for that. Guess I'm free.
Good.
See you then.
I don't get it. Has she made herself forget the fairy in the box?
Your Majesty, is everything all right?
You ruined my life. Perhaps Philip's father, the king, will be glad I've removed the other king. You. Perhaps he'll reward me. Perhaps I can bewitch him, put a spell on him. Make him see my... beauty.
Your Majesty.
Perhaps his wife will die in some unfortunate circumstance. His kids will do my
bidding.
Break
it down.
Snow White, his little daughter, will call me mother. There's an idea.
Again?
What if he...
Again.
Loves me? No. No, of course not. Father didn't love me, not enough. Mother didn't love me enough. After father, mother didn't try enough. Therefore, she didn't love me. The fairies loved Aurora enough to freeze me, enough to...
It's all right, Your Majesty, we're coming.
Yet no one loves me like that. What has he got to gain? I am not beautiful. Mirrors crack in my presence. I would have to make a magic mirror to see my beauty.
Hear me out, Princess. He loves his daughter. I'm sure he'd say sorry. He's nodding his head, look. But if you want to swear vengeance and kill everyone, that's on you. If you think that idiot boy is the best I can do, I'll marry him. That would be on you. Your future's not set in stone, or in blood in your case. You can leave here.
Quiet.
No, it's my turn to speak. I have a question. Once Stefan lies dead in his chamber, what are you going to do?
Blame you.
I'm not really here. I'm just you.
Not here. I'm going mad. I can but try and create a path of carnage through the castle. What? What else could I do?
I'm coming in.
Hand myself in. Hope the princess has the mercy and the dignity to allow me to walk away. Must be awful to lose a father. There is more to life than love.
This isn't love. It's hate.
It's love. You've lost everyone you love. Why is that anything other than...
We were just...
Dreaming.
I don't understand.
You haven't slept for 100 years. You daren't sleep. That is going to have an effect.
Look at the king. He's dead.
Is that what you dreamed about?
No, he is dead.
You haven't killed anybody. Do you want to?
Yes.
Come here.
True love. That's what the fairy said. The good fairy. The one I killed. She haunts me. You see, I stabbed her, but that was after she refused to put me back to sleep. Just put me to sleep. 100 years, I said. What is there to be around for here? I've looked around. It's not different enough, not for a woman. A boy. So what? My whole family is gone. There'll be men in 100 years, though, won't there? There might even be women. I don't know, she responded. Why was I allowed to sleep for 100 years, I asked. This is your mistake. You took everyone from me. If it's fate, let me sleep. Let someone find me 100 years from now. If I don't like it, I'll ask to be put to sleep again. There's a bound to be some fairies. She smiled at me. True love's kiss. For one, it's not true love for girls like me. It's whoever will have me. That's not for me. I'm done being driven by men. You can understand that, right? No, she said. This true love stuff is just an act, right? Stop it now, I said, and put me to sleep. I'll wake up without true love's kiss. You see, anyone could have kissed Aurora. I mean, you're encouraging people to kiss unconscious 16-year-old girls. You know a world like that isn't for girls like me. Let me sleep. Let me know you've all died and I can enjoy myself in 100 years. Okay, but there's a condition, she said. Fine. As long as I don't get wakened by a true love's kiss. I see. No, it's not that. True love's kiss will send you to sleep. It was then I said, stop playing with people's lives. I happened to be holding a knife. I had the idea to stab her. Didn't think I'd actually do it.
What are you doing here?
Did you follow me? Are you really here?
Yes. What are you doing with that box?
Why the interest?
Because I know what's in there.
Oh, in where?
I thought you might have made yourself forget.
Why would I do that?
To live a normal life with me. Is that not enough?
No, of course not. What if you go off me?
I won't.
Seriously, is this really you?
I followed you. I had guards follow you.
You have guards?
Technically, I'm a prince. I'm looking for a princess.
You won't find one here.
Well, you could marry me. Eventually.
Could I? I can't keep living like this. Living here. You don't know me. You don't know what I've done and what I want to do.
Then control yourself.
I've tried. But I was put to sleep for 100 years against my will. Everyone I know is dead.
I can't change that. But I'm here. I'm in love with you.
True love?
Why not? Your spell wore off almost instantly.
Why didn't you say?
I wanted to spend more time with you. I didn't want to confront the issue.
Why tell me now?
You want to fall asleep. For me, that is the equivalent of dying. Your death is... it's going to affect me.
Affect you?
Yes.
Your meals would have been cooked by someone else, you know that. Get a prettier wife who can cook, clean, who talks to animals.
Stop. I want you. I don't want to turn a fish into a girl or meet a girl with magical hair. I want you. I don't want you to change. Not how you look, not how you act, not how you cook.
In 100 years, life will be better for women.
Not if you're not around to change it. Today needs you to change the way things are.
Okay, good argument. I'll be in prison.
I can sort that.
Can you? Really?
No, the fairies could.
I killed their friend. They won't.
What is that mad girl up to now? That's all I think. All the time. Besides, if I got married to someone else, I'd think about you. That wouldn't be healthy for me.
It's a small price to pay.
Can I kiss you now?
No, I'm not ready.
Run with me. Somewhere no one knows us.
The fairies have played a cruel game. True love's kiss.
If you sleep, I'll kiss you. I'll wake you up.
You wouldn't if you loved me. Besides, true love's kiss is the only thing that will start the sleep, not end it. See, they aren't kind. Not really.
Then I won't kiss you. Ever. I'll just love you.
I want to kiss you.
Don't. If a mermaid can try and find true love with a man, then you and I can find true love. We'll manage without kissing.
I want to fall asleep.
So you're going to kiss me and then fall asleep and leave me? One of those... if you love me, you would, type thing. But I'm not your true love. I'm just all there is.
There's no such thing.
Kiss me then. You were right.
There is no such thing as true love. One is written and directed by Greg Winders, starring Rose Webber and Greg Winders. Produced by OMF Theatre.